15。
Text 1. Hey Kate, tomorrow is my teacher Mr. Smith's birthday.
Oh, really?
Do you think what I should get him? A wallet, a tie, or a pen?
All teachers use pens, and a pen is usually easier to choose.
Okay, I'll get a pen.
Text 2. My aunt and uncle took us to that beautiful village you told us about.
How did you go there?
Well, Uncle Pat couldn't start the car, so we had to catch a bus.
Why not go by train? It's quicker.
We had planned, but all the train tickets had been sold out then.
Text 3. Have you been to the new water sports centre yet?
Oh yes, it's great. There is a large swimming pool and you can also have sailing lessons on the lake.
I like sailing, and that's what I'm doing there next weekend. How about you? Have you taken any lessons?
I was hoping to take water skiing lessons, but they are not starting those until next year.
Text 4. Have you packed for your holiday?
Not yet. My suitcase handle got broken, so I need something new to put all my stuff in. But suitcases are so heavy to carry.
I always take a backpack. You can carry more that way.
Yes, it's true, but good quality ones are expensive. I'll get a big sports bag. It's cheap, so it doesn't matter if it gets torn. Text 5. I've got the photos back. Look, this one of us on the beach is just brilliant, and the one of us in the forest is great too.
Yes. You must get copies for me to put in my photo album.
No problem.
How about that one of us on the boat? It isn't bad. Look.
I don't know why you think so. The dress I am wearing looks awful. Text 6. Hello, this is American Amazon.
Hi, I ordered some products from your website a week ago, but they haven't arrived yet. Although you told me you would ship them 1 or 2 days after I placed my order.
Give me a second, sir, to track down your order. Yes, here it is. The products were shipped on September the 19th. That's a day after you placed your order. The shipping number is 3356, and the delivery company is BLC.
Oh, okay. I'll try contacting them to find out what's taking them so long to deliver the package. Thanks a lot.
Hello, this is American Amazon.
Hi. I ordered some products from your website a week ago, but they haven't arrived yet. Although you told me you would ship them 1 or 2 days after I placed my order.
Give me a second, sir, to track down your order. Yes, here it is. The products were shipped on September the 19th. That's a day after you placed your order. The shipping number is 3356, and the delivery company is BLC.
Oh, okay. I'll try contacting them to find out what's taking them so long to deliver the package. Thanks a lot.
Text 7. Thank you for calling Central Electric Services, your local power company. We are still experiencing problems with power failures caused by the recent storm. We expect service to be back up in most areas early this evening, although some homes in the northwest will be without electricity until tomorrow morning. And it may be tomorrow evening before service is fully restored in all areas. We apologize for the inconvenience, and we thank you for your continued patience as we work to solve these problems. This service announcement will be updated throughout the day. Thank you for calling Central Electric Services, your local power company. We are still experiencing problems with power failures caused by the recent storm. We expect service to be back up in most areas early this evening, although some homes in the northwest will be without electricity until tomorrow morning. And it may be tomorrow evening before service is fully restored in all areas. We apologize for the inconvenience, and we thank you for your continued patience as we work to solve these problems. This service announcement will be updated throughout the day.
Text 8. Are you ready for the Big Apple?
Excuse me?
You know, New York City. You are going to New York with us, aren't you? I wanted to show everybody around my old neighborhood.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't miss it. Especially when the tour guide is a native New Yorker.
I thought we could start at the Museum of Modern Art. Right now there's an exhibit on 20th century American painters.
Fine with me. But what were you saying about a Big Apple?
The Big Apple. It's a nickname for New York. It started with jazz musicians in the 1920s.
Sounds interesting.
Whenever they played a concert in a city, they called that city an apple. In those days, New York was the biggest city in the country, so they called it the Big Apple.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's go to a jazz club while we're there.
Are you ready for the Big Apple?
Excuse me?
You know, New York City. You are going to New York with us, aren't you? I wanted to show everybody around my old neighborhood.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't miss it. Especially when the tour guide is a native New Yorker.
I thought we could start at the Museum of Modern Art. Right now there's an exhibit on 20th century American painters.
Fine with me. But what were you saying about a Big Apple?
The Big Apple. It's a nickname for New York. It started with jazz musicians in the 1920s.
Sounds interesting.
Whenever they played a concert in a city, they called that city an apple. In those days, New York was the biggest city in the country, so they called it the Big Apple.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's go to a jazz club while we're there.
Text 9. Maria, would you like to be on my team in next week's trivia quiz?
Trivia quiz? I've heard about it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
It's a general knowledge contest. All of the teams are given a set of questions to answer. Questions on all kinds of topics. And the team that gets the most correct answers wins.
Sure. I guess I could play. But why do you want me on your team?
Well, our team already has students who are interested in history and math. But we're not too good at geography. A lot of questions are about various countries, continents and things like that. We need someone strong in geography, like you.
Well, geography is my favourite subject. You can count me in. Should I study for this?
It's hard to study for this kind of competition. But if you want, I have examples of questions, which were asked in the quizzes in the past. A list like that would give you a general idea of what to expect.
That would be great. So, will it be held in the library?
Not this time. Now we'll be in the gym. A lot more teams are signing up to play this time, so they had to move it to a place with more space. Even the cafeteria wasn't big enough.
Wow, the gym is pretty big.
Well, that just shows you how popular the trivia quiz has become. Maria, would you like to be on my team in next week's trivia quiz?
Trivia quiz? I've heard about it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
It's a general knowledge contest. All of the teams are given a set of questions to answer. Questions on all kinds of topics. And the team that gets the most correct answers wins.
Sure. I guess I could play. But why do you want me on your team?
Well, our team already has students who are interested in history and math. But we're not too good at geography. A lot of questions are about various countries, continents and things like that. We need someone strong in geography, like you.
Well, geography is my favourite subject. You can count me in. Should I study for this?
It's hard to study for this kind of competition. But if you want, I have examples of questions, which were asked in the quizzes in the past. A list like that would give you a general idea of what to expect.
That would be great. So, will it be held in the library?
Not this time. Now we'll be in the gym. A lot more teams are signing up to play this time, so they had to move it to a place with more space. Even the cafeteria wasn't big enough.
Wow, the gym is pretty big.
Well, that just shows you how popular the trivia quiz has become.
Text 10. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I was told to come over here to get a parking sticker. Is this the right place?
Yes, it is. Well, you know, there isn't enough room, so only postgraduate students are allowed to park their cars on the campus. Are you a postgraduate student?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'll just need to take some details. Your name?
Stanley Black. That's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Stanley.
And the address?
Flat 13, Spring Garden Road.
Which department are you in?
The Department of Biology.
Right. And the registration number of your car?
ICX7584.
ICX7584. And what make is the car?
It's a Nissan Sunshine.
Fine. Well, I'll just get you to sign here. When you've paid the cashier, I'll be able to issue you with the sticker.
Where do I pay?
In the cashier's office.
I see. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I was told to come over here to get a parking sticker. Is this the right place?
Yes, it is. Well, you know, there isn't enough room, so only postgraduate students are allowed to park their cars on the campus. Are you a postgraduate student?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'll just need to take some details. Your name?
Stanley Black. That's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Stanley.
And the address?
Flat 13, Spring Garden Road.
Which department are you in?
The Department of Biology.
Right. And the registration number of your car?
ICX7584.
ICX7584. And what make is the car?
It's a Nissan Sunshine.
Fine. Well, I'll just get you to sign here. When you've paid the cashier, I'll be able to issue you with the sticker.
Where do I pay?
In the cashier's office.
I see. Thank you very much.